This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
During the last few weeks, we've been hearing from Member Care Radio Scott Hollinger, and he's been talking with Diane and Cheryl, two ladies who set up an organization, a national network of parents of cross-cultural Christian workers. They're back with us again today. And as we've already hinted, today it's all about strengthening the relationship between the cross-cultural Christian worker who is someplace far away overseas and their parents who are also far away in that place called home. So if you're overseas right now, there may be some hints here to help you strengthen your relationships with the family at home.
Well, Diane and Cheryl, it was great to have you with us again. And on our last time together, we talked about saying goodbye well. That was really preventative. And actually, a lot of this I know is preventative, cementing and making stronger the relationships that the child who is serving overseas and the parent who is at home. What are some ways that Christian workers can shore up and support the relationships that they have with their parents?
I think getting into the right attitude is important to start with. So if there has not been a good relationship with parents, just facing that and being willing to look at that, what your part was in that, there's always more than one cause of a broken relationship, but we all have to own what our own parts are. So be willing to say, I want a better relationship with my parents, if one doesn't exist, and then do what you need to and what you can to make it better. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about a lot of those different points in various segments.
A good place to start is to say exactly what you said to mom and dad. I want a better relationship. Mm-hmm. And just open the dialogue. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have answers.
And clearly, not all parents are going to react as openly as you might desire, but I think most will be touched by your expression to them. If you have children of your own, do find ways to connect your parents with their grandchildren. Grandparents can do a lot of that, but at a distance, they often need your help. So if they're going to Skype and talk with a grandchild, they need you to be there at home at the set time and be available for that Skype conversation to happen. Simple things like keeping a picture of your parents in your child's bedroom and talking about who those people are.
You know, one of the things that I did with our sons, knowing that they would see them at best once every 3 years, I shared stories from my childhood about what Dad and I did, about the time that Dad took us kids fishing and a whole horde of bees flew over us, and Dad was calmly telling us, just sit still, nothing's going to happen. And all of these stories that I would share with my boys about Grandma and Grandpa, and about great-grandma and great-grandpa, because with Chris, my grandfather was still alive. So Christopher got a chance to know his great-grandfather, and so I told all these stories as a way of relating who these people are that they haven't yet met.
That's great. We've got lots of ideas in the book about different ways that Christian workers have done exactly what you're talking about. Things like taking a photograph and cutting it into puzzle pieces and giving it to the child on the plane ride back to the States for furlough, that kind of thing. And then also helping your parents learn to use technology. We talked about that in another segment. Most parents, like I said, are thrilled to death to get to actually see you on Skype or talk on the phone over the computer and that sort of thing. But many will need some help to get started and be comfortable doing those things. So figure out how you can help your parents learn to use technology. Adequate time on furlough is a biggie.
There we run into the needs of the organization versus the needs of the family.
Yes, and we understand that the Christian worker can get caught in there, but to the greatest extent possible, to have some time that is set apart strictly for the family and the parents to be with you is really good. I remember Rita and Jim decided, as a way to maximize the time with their daughter and son-in-law when they were home on furlough, they went with them mm-hmm. on many of their visits support to churches raising. And mm-hmm. and speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. Not every parent can do that, right. but invite your parents along. Maybe they would like to do that. I was very appreciative that when my daughter and son-in-law were in the situation, when they came home, there was a set time for the meetings and the business and the things they needed to attend to. But after that, they mm-hmm. were on their own, yeah. and we could really enjoy our time together. And that meant a great deal.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Christian workers can even be vocal with the organizations and
right.
be advocates for family relationships from their end, as, you know, we're trying to do from the mm-hmm. parents' end. Mm-hmm. But I think not allowing this issue to be pushed aside. Mm-hmm. But
I think that organizations are becoming more open to it. Once again, mm-hmm. we have that pressure of how do we replace mm-hmm. that person while they are gone? And yet the other pressure that's pushing on the other side is, well, if you don't allow your Christian worker more time, you may not get them back.
Exactly. How long will they stay right. if their emotional, personal
yeah, right.
lives mm-hmm. are coming apart?
Mm-hmm. When my wife and I were first married, I had a bad knee. I am from Indiana, just across the state line. And you know how basketball is in that mm-hmm. state. Well, I loved basketball and that's how I hurt my knee. And it had gotten progressively worse until it's ironic that it would happen this way that, you know, Narn and I had been married for less than 6 months and I had to have surgery on my knee. And it was the kind of surgery where I had to be in the States for a full year. The organization needed us back, but the doctor was saying he can't go back because he can't walk. And what it did though, was it allowed us as a couple to connect with my family. But my wife's family lived about a 9-hour drive away. And we drove over there more than once. We drove over two or three times and spent time with her family, mm-hmm. with her, mm-hmm. with her aunt mm-hmm. and cousins. And that was very important for them as well as for mm-hmm. us. So you cannot discount the importance of time spent with family. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was thinking about as we were talking about this in one of our earlier segments was, you know, it takes Christian workers sometimes 2 to 3 years now to raise financial support if they're working for an independent organization. And I remember I used to just be so frustrated by that. And if I were going to counsel the children and the parents now, I would say, you know what, it's going to take 2 to 3 years. Take the time to build your relationship with each other, mm-hmm. spend that time mm-hmm. together, because this is God's way of allowing you mm-hmm. to have that time. Mm-hmm.
Diane had said before about when she feels secure in a relationship with her daughter, it's much easier to let her go far away. Mm-hmm. So it reminds me of so many times I've sat in Sunday school classes or church group meetings where we make a very long list of who's in the hospital and whose appendix and whose cousin of a coworker had a physical issue. And you look at the prayer list after it's put on the whiteboard, and there it is. You have 10 physical problems. And then, is there anything else? All right, let's pray. And it's as if all of the internal soul sickness and emotional pain sort of doesn't get acknowledged. And
right.
This, as a counselor, it always sort of concerns me. And I think with the Christian workers working far away from home and families, that we can't afford to discount those personal needs
right.
and the psychological, emotional relationship health. And if those relationships are troubled, then that's going to shorten probably the time on the field or diminish mm-hmm. the quality of the work.
One of the things while I was on the field that I really wish could have happened would have been that my parents could have visited us to have seen where we lived, to meet the people that we worked with, and for the people that we worked with to meet them. Because in Asia, it meant a lot for people right. to meet your parents and to meet family, because it brought about a new level relationship. Let's talk about that briefly. The importance. I guess you think it's important too.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a wonderful experience to go and visit. And I don't think we've ever met anyone as a parent who went to the field and didn't think it was a fabulous experience. Mm-hmm. Everyone always raves about it. So we always encourage parents to go if it's at all possible. We've heard stories about parents who have gone to visit their children on the field, and then other workers, you know, in a team setting or whatever, have confided, gee, I really wish that my parents would come. They never have wanted to come, and how sad that is. And
right.
I think it's a real sadness that we have heard from workers when their parents have refused to come. It's,
I remember going to Bosnia the first time, and when we first got a glimpse of our daughter in the airport, there was some glass wall or something that we had to get through, and but we could see her through it, and just the look on her face, you know, that, wow, you really came. Yeah. It just meant so much to them.
Yeah. And once you're there, and once you see the flesh and blood, the people who are being touched by the work your adult children are doing, it becomes, it takes on a whole new dimension.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you can have conversations about this person that you met or this place, and you can relate. I mean, our goal is promoting and sustaining family bonds. I think the experience, having been there firsthand, is majorly helpful.
Yep. And many parents are able to go, and while they are there, they're able to help out in some way.
Mm-hmm. You know, working overseas, I can let parents know that there is usually something that we can find for you to do if you want to.
Yeah.
There's always something that needs to be
done. There's a story in the book by a woman from Kentucky whose parents really never traveled outside of Kentucky, but they did twice go to Japan and help build churches there.
Mm. So, wow, what an adventure.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that the churches and the parents need to understand, too, is if they don't understand it, is that it is an adventure. And they will have more fun than they could have ever thought and come back with a vision for ministry that they'll probably pass on in a contagious way to others in their own church.
Exactly.
Thanks, Scott, Diane, and Cheryl. Thanks again for taking the time to share your insights on the relationship between the parents of the cross-cultural Christian workers and their children who have gone overseas to serve. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you check out their website? Take a look at www.pomnet.org. That's pomnet.org. If you missed that, point your browser to membercareradio.com, and we'll have a link there to point you in the right direction.
This has been a presentation of MemberCare Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.